Jesus died for our sins, this is just a little joke, please do not take this seriously. As Jesus was on the cross, he pissed himself and shit himself. Jesus said to the thief on the cross beside him, "Today you will be in paradise." Some have it said he died for himself, and so they call him Jesus Hyson Christ. In the Bible we have many man-written stories, are they really true? This is the question at hand. If man cannot be trusted, then how do we know man stated the truth so long ago? Here is my twisted version of the story of Moses on the mountain with the Ten Commandments. Moses was up on the mountain when a magical hand of pure blue fire scratched upon a stone slab. Thunder uttered like a voice of God, saying, and I quote, "Take these Ten Commandments of mine down to the people of Israel, so they may obey them and follow them." In my point to express the stuff the Bible does not say, like, did Moses masturbate, did he take a piss on the dirt on the mountain? Was Moses sad, depressed, excited, or angry? How come the Bible does not explain the raw details? I will tell you why, because man is full of faults, so the Bible cannot be perfect at all. Some of it is true, but man tells lies, just like Satan does. The Bible says none is good, no, not one, so how can something that is good write down the truth? Why are children born retarded? Why is war okay, but murder is not? If God does not change his mind, then why does Jesus and God command different things? God says an eye for an eye, Jesus says turn the other cheek. If Jesus is 100% God and 100% man, then why does he change his mind over the years, from a point C to B C? This just does not make sense. If God is a fair and just God, then he would not send a person to hell if they have not heard the written words of another man that says it is from God's mouth. Come on, who are you fooling? Christians will go by a faith that was created by mankind for the salvation of mankind. This sounds like a good idea, but it is proved to be only a myth. Seeing is not always believing, but I would rather see than just get information that was passed down from an old scroll and call it the truth. I do believe there is a God, but he is different than the Christian example of his spiritual being. Here is an example, can also make up stuff and call it the truth, write it down, and thousands of years from not, it will be dug up and lived. Who are you fooling, not me? When is Jesus coming back? The Christians have been expecting him since before the 1900s. My point is, use your judgment, don't trust man's. The Lost Commandments, number 11, thou shalt not make bombs, number 12, thou shalt not smoke cigarettes, number 13, thou shalt not play video games. Shall I continue? See my point. None of the past biblical philosophers knew anything of our current technology, and you choose to trust them. By Michael Paul Stratton.